Anybody hearing?
Gossip.
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Ryan Reynolds addressed rumors regarding Taylor Swift's potential appearance in Deadpool 3. Swift has, of course, been the subject of speculation for a surprise role as superhero Dazzler in the upcoming Marvel movie.
There's so much speculation about so many people that might end up in the film, you know? I mean, I saw one that was convinced Elvis was in the movie. We'll see. Surprises are the essence of Deadpool.
That's a non-answer answer. Remember when Ian Ziering from 90210 got into a street brawl with that weird mini bike gang? Well, two suspects have been arrested. And do you remember Steve from Blue's Clues? Yeah, he delivered the commencement speech at the State University of New York last weekend. His remarks were a trip. And I mean a trip down memory lane.
Hi, I'm Steve Burns, and if you know me at all, you probably just know me as Steve. You see, 45 million years ago, I was the original gangster host of a children's television show on Nickelodeon called Blue's Clues. Now, Blue's Clues was a really kind of weird children's television show. I wore the same bad outfit all the time. I hung out with an animated puzzle-solving puppy who was Blue. I had meaningful conversations with my condiments. I sang songs with a bar of soap. When the mail showed up, dude, I froze out. I went crazy. I sang songs and jumped into the air.
It was so sweet. I mean, he really did give a really great commencement speech for them. So Jennifer Garner is reportedly encouraging Ben Affleck to work things out with Jennifer Lopez. This is reportedly, I wasn't in the room when they had this conversation. Paramount Plus announced Tuesday that Holly Hunter will star in the series Star Trek Starfleet Academy. Hunter will play the captain and chancellor of the academy that introduces a new cast of cadets training to become a crew of a starship like Captain Kirk and Picard's crews. Jessica Alba plays a special forces commando who inherits her father's bar after his death and quickly faces off against a violent gang terrorizing her hometown. It's called Trigger Warning.
So what do you do for the government?
What do you know about Senator Swan?
I don't know. Trigger Warning hits Netflix on June 21st. Yeah, it's not movie theater worthy. Although you might want to see John Bon Jovi's son, Jake Bon Jovi, on Prime Video now. He stars in the comedy Rock Bottom about an 80s hair metal band named Cougar Snake.
Could you sing?
No, I don't sing in front of people.
I'm begging you, please sing.
Yeah, here I am now, baby.
He's not bad. That is John Bon Jovi's son. It follows the band's journey after they receive a nod from present-day Gen Z star Bryce Cooper. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, looks unrecognizable as ex-UFC fighter Mark Kerr. It's for an upcoming biopic called The Smashing Machine. And y'all, John Stamos will play 16 dates on the Beach Boys' upcoming tour. Please tell me they're coming to St. Louis. I don't have a dirt alert. I just wanted to hit that. Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.